These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
I'm KYW's Antoinette Lee. Today's story, rebuilding the block. For 23-year-old Alexis Acarello,
the civil unrest that was happening with George Floyd,
protesting wasn't enough.
Businesses are suffering. People are suffering. I went home that day, and I kind of call it like divine intervention. I had ancestors in my ear. Like,
that intervention led her to start a GoFundMe page. She then tapped on her former Penn State Abington roommate's shoulder for help.
We had raised about $150,000 in about 2 weeks. So it was like, yeah, we need to start a nonprofit so that people will feel safe giving us money and people will feel safe receiving money from us. And we felt it was the most responsible thing to do.
Thus, Rebuild the Block was born to help small Black businesses affected by COVID-19. Through the power of sharing on social media, they were able to raise more than $200,000 in just a few weeks. Since then, the Rebuild movement has become national. They've given away grant relief to business owners across the country, from California to here in Philadelphia.
I can't pull you out, but I know that I can at least give you a hand.
And pretty soon, Acarello, who's a Nigerian American, hopes to make that international.
Change starts with you. It starts with your decisions, starts with your moves. So start changing yourself.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.